They were reading text 17, which has no purport. Then there's a double verse, 18 and 19. And 18 is on the board, so we're going to chant that. And then, anyways, we'll figure out what to do. So 17, I'll just read the translation. Read the Sanskrit and the translation. I'll just read it myself. Sri Angira Vacha Ahamte Putra Kamasya Putra Dosmi. Oh. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15. Narada and Angira instruct King Chitraketu. So I'll read text 17 myself. Sri Angira Vacha, Aham te putra kamasya, putra dosmi garon ripa, esha brahma sutta. Sakshan Narada Bhagavan Rishi. So the translation, Angira said, "My dear king, when you desired to have a son, I approached you. Indeed, I am the same Angira Rishi who gave you this son. As for this Rishi, he is the great sage Narada, the direct son of Lord Brahma." So text 18. Itam tvam Putra Shokena Magnam Tamasi Dustare Atad Arham Anusmritya Mahapurusha Gocharam Itam Tvam Putra Putra Shokena Magnam Tamasi Dustade Atadarham Anusmritya Mahapurusha Gocharam Itam Tvam Putra Shokena Magnam tamasi dustare atadarha manusmitya mahapurusha gocharam itam tvam putra shokena magnam tamasi dustare Atad arham anusmritya Mahapurusha gocharam. Manusmritya Aparusha Gacharam Tvamputra Shokena Rampamasi Dustare Amaradamsrita Aparusha Gacharam Tam Tam Putra Shokena Magnam Tamasi Dushtade Tadar Tam Hatsvitya Mahaparusha Gocharam Tam Tam Putra Shokena Tam Tamasi Dushtade Tadartam Anusmritya Mahapurusha Gocharam. Itam Tvam Shokena. Magnam Tamasi Dushtade. Tadartham Anusmritya. Mahapurusha Gocharam. Vaishnavis. Tam Tvam Putra Shokena. Magnam Tamasi Dushtade. Adartam Anusmritya. Mahapurusha Gocharam. Itam Tvam Putra Shokena. Magnam Tamasi Dushtade. Tadarham Anusmritya. Mahapurusha Gocharam. So I'll read now 19. Anugrahaya bhavata praptav avamiha prabho brahmanyo bhagavat bhakta navasadi tumarhasi. Repeat the synonyms. Itam, in this way. Tvam, you. Putrashokena, because of grief at the death of your son. Magnam, merged. Tamasi, in darkness. Dustare, insurmountable. Atat artham, unsuitable for a person like you. Anusmritya, remembering. Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gocharam, who are advanced in understanding. Anugrahaya, just to show favor. Bhavataha, toward you. Prapto, arrived. Avam, we too. Iha, in this place. Prabho, O King. Brahmanyaha, one who is situated in the Supreme Absolute Truth. Bhagavad Bhaktaha, an advanced devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, not. Avasaditum, to lament. Arhasi, you deserve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, you are an advanced devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To be absorbed in lamentation for the loss of something material is unsuitable for a person like you. Therefore, we have both come to relieve you from this false lamentation, which is due to your being merged in the darkness of ignorance. For those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, to be affected by material loss and gain is not at all desirable. Purport. Several words in this verse are very important. The word Mahapurusha refers to advanced devotees and also to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha means the Supreme and Purusha means person. One who always engages in the service of the Supreme Lord is called Mahapaurushika. Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are sometimes addressed as Mahapaurushika. A devotee should always aspire to engage in the service of advanced devotees. As Srila Narottam Das Thakura sang, Tandra Chirana Seva Bhaktisani Vas Janame Janamehoi E Abhilash. A devotee should always aspire to live in the association of advanced devotees and engage in the service of the Lord through the parampara system. One should serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the instructions of the great Goswamis of Vrindavan. This is called Tandara Charana Seve. While serving the lotus feet of the Goswamis, one should live in the association of devotees, Bhakti Sannivas. This is the business of a devotee. A devotee should not aspire for material profit or lament for material loss. When Angira Rishi and Narada saw that Maharaj Chitraketu, an advanced devotee, had fallen in the darkness of ignorance and was lamenting for the material body of his son, by their causeless mercy, they came to advise him so that he could be saved from this ignorance. Another significant word is Brahmanya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sometimes addressed by the prayer Namo Brahmanya Devaya, which offers obeisances unto the Lord because he is served by the devotees. Therefore, this verse states, Brahmanya Bhagavad Bhakta Navasaditum Arhasi. This is the symptom of an advanced devotee, Brahmabhuta Prasanatma. For a devotee, an advanced self-realized soul, there is no cause for material jubilation or lamentation. He is always transcendental to conditional life. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there are many topics mentioned in this verse and purport. So I'm going to focus on one of them, which is the association of devotees and living in a society of devotees. And Srila Prabhupada cites in the purport an important shloka from a song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Tandara Charana Seve Bhakti Sani Vas. And one should serve the spiritual masters in a society of devotees. You know, there's saying in the material world even, no man is an island unto himself. We all have to exist in some kind of society. We have social dealings with some kind of association, within some kind of association. So it may be family, society, nation. There are so many different movements and different kinds of societies and associations which people participate in. But from the standpoint of devotional service, the most important thing is to identify oneself with a society of devotees. And when we're first coming into the society of devotees, we may have other attachments, other loyalties, and then it becomes a question of which is going to have priority. For example, we may be very much identifying with our nation, but as we enter into devotional service, we begin to understand that our priority should be, you know, the society of devotees dedicated to developing and spreading, you know, Krishna consciousness. It's not that the other kinds of association go away, but it's a question of where our center of gravity is. And for example, I have a passport, you know, in my wallet. You know, it's a United States government passport, so I'm a citizen of the United States. And so, but you know, my real center of gravity is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And everything becomes adjusted around that. So, in his instructions to Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya mentions the importance of the association of devotees. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hoya Sadhu Sangha, Lord Chaitanya says to Sanatan Goswami, says the root of Krishna Bhakti, devotion to Krishna, is association of devotees. And you know, Rupa Goswami, you know, describes this also, Adal Shrata Tata Sadhu Sangha. First there has to be a little bit of faith, and then one becomes attracted to the association of devotees. Then Ata Bhajana Kriya. In the association, when one enters the association of devotees, then one begins to act like the devotees. In other words, one takes up the activities of devotional service. Then comes anartha nivritti. One becomes freed from different kinds of material contamination. Yes, oh, the microphone stand keeps dropping. So, so that process of anartha vritti, nivritti, becoming freed from material attachments and material contaminations can sometimes be troublesome. But it's necessary. You know, I was thinking about how, you know, like sometimes in a stream you see there are pebbles, you know, there are rounded pebbles. Those rounded pebbles, they start out as rocks, you know, with all kinds of angular edges, but kind of by bumping against each other, they gradually become smooth. So, you know, in the process of interacting with each other in a society of devotees, I mean, these, you know, rough edges are there, but gradually, you know, they can become smoothed away. You know, that's the process of anartha nivritti, becoming freed from unwanted attachments and associations. So there are many things that aid in that process. Lord Chaitanya also mentions to Sanatan Goswami in his teachings, you know, five principal activities. First one being sadhu sangha, which we are engaged in. We're in a society of devotees organized around the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. You know, serving Krishna in that way. So sadhu sangha is important. And then Lord Chaitanya mentions nam kirtan, you know, the chanting of the holy name. So we do that. That's a very prominent activity in the society of devotees. Then Bhagavat Shravana, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, we're doing that now. Of course, we can do it not just during the official class time. You know, we can study Srimad Bhagavatam on our own. I remember when I first encountered, the Srimad Bhagavatam, I was very fascinated by it. I'd gotten the Bhagavad Gita at a Grateful Dead concert, and then I'd written away to the devotees here at 3764 Watseka Avenue. I wrote to the BBT secretary, and they sent me a catalog. And I got, the first cantos of the Bhagavatam. And it was the most fascinating spiritual text I'd ever read. These stories of sages going out into the forest and speaking about Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, the activities of different devotees, male and female. It was very, very fascinating and attractive. So that's a big part of devotional service, to study and hear, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Mathura Vasana, living in Mathura, a place sacred to Krishna. So devotees try to live in sacred places, and Srila Prabhupada said that his temples are sacred places. So we try to live in or near a sacred place, a temple, so we can take advantage of sadhu sangha, the association of devotees, nama kirtan, the regular chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So there's nama kirtan going on in the temple. There's also the temple chanting parties that go out, to different parts of the city. There are, bhajan groups that go out and chant in various places. So, and then there's the Bhagavat Shravana, hearing the Bhagavatam. And then there's also Sri Murti Shraddhaya Sevana, serving the deity form of the Lord with great faith. So that opportunity is also here. The Sri Murti, the deity form of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they are here. And we have the opportunity to serve them with faith and devotion. So these are the five principal activities of devotional service recommended by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. The association of devotees, chanting the holy names of the Lord, hearing the Bhagavatam, residing in a sacred place, and serving the deity with love and devotion. And if we take advantage of all of these things, it's possible to make advancement in devotional service. This is mentioned throughout the purport, that one should become advanced in devotional service and not be overly influenced by material happiness and material lamentation. Of course, it's not that there's no happiness or lamentation. There can be spiritual happiness, spiritual lamentation. These things are there. But by taking advantage of the process of devotional service, one can become attached to Krishna and lose one's attachment for other things. And Lord Chaitanya also explained to Sanatana Goswami, these things are in the 22nd chapter of the Madhya Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Lord Chaitanya was explaining what are the potent factors in helping one become advanced. He said, first of all, there's sadhu sangha. In the association of devotees, one can become advanced. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example that if you want to be successful in something, you should associate yourself with people engaged in similar pursuit. You know, for example, he said people interested in business. You know, they form different business societies, or people who are interested in politics, they form different political associations. So, and if you become involved in such things, there's more opportunity to make advancement in those kinds of activities. So similarly, those who are interested in devotional service, they form an association. And there, if one becomes involved in such an association, there's more opportunity for advancement. So sadhu sangha is one of the potent factors in contributing to one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. And the other thing, and the second thing mentioned by Lord Chaitanya is Krishna Kripa, the mercy of Krishna. So somehow or other, one has to attract the mercy of, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, he's distributing his mercy very freely, especially in the form of Lord Chaitanya. And if one takes advantage of that mercy, avails oneself of that mercy, or appreciates the mercy one has been given, then one can make advancement in devotional service. And the third thing Lord Chaitanya mentioned is the power of the activities of devotional service, bhaktir swabhava, the power of the activities of devotional service themselves is what enables us to make advancement. So, in a temple situation or within the society of devotees, we have these things available to us: sadhu sangha, the association of devotees. We're offered so many opportunities to engage in practical service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's practically unlimited availability of different devotional activities and devotional service to the spiritual masters, service to the deities, service to the society of devotees. So so these things are there. And Narada Muni and Angira are approaching King Chitraketu, and they're characterizing him as somewhat advanced. But still, he's got a problem, which means that even, you know, sometimes as we're making some advancement in devotional service, doesn't mean, you know, we're not without problems. Sometimes, you know, problems can come up even as we're making advancement in devotional service. Different situations can arise in which, you know, we may experience some difficulty, but you know, Krishna will give us the chance to overcome those difficulties. It's like Maharaj Chitraketu, although he's being characterized as a Maha Purusha, you know, an advanced devotee, still, you know, he's developed some attachment which is causing him to experience material lamentation. So Angira Muni and Narada Muni have appeared by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to help Chitraketu overcome this difficulty that he's experiencing. So they're giving him instruction on this topic. So this is, you know, one of the advantages of living in a society of devotees. As we're making advancement, as we're making progress in devotional service, we may, you know, encounter some difficulty, and, you know, other devotees are there to help us overcome these things. So in spiritual life, the association of devotees is extremely important. Even in the spiritual world, we're not going to be alone with Krishna. You know, in his book Ujjvala Nilamani, Rupa Goswami, you know, describes, you know, the activities of the devotees in the spiritual world. You know, there are gopis, there are cowherd boys, there are cows, peacocks. But they're all part of, they're not just alone with Krishna. You know, if they're gopis, they're in groups of gopis, and the groups have leaders and followers, and leaders in training even. Like, same with the cowherd boys. The cows, they're in different groups. So when we go to the spiritual world, we're going to be part of a group of devotees. So in our training to go to the spiritual world, we also have to learn how to act within a group of devotees with leaders, followers, leaders in training. Very important part of our devotional service. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, two people with their hands up at the same time. Okay, Archita. It doesn't say, I mean, from what I can see here, it's not saying that he's a completely pure devotee. It says he's advanced, which means he's not a non-devotee. Of course, you know, it's always good to have a direct statement from Guru, Shastra, or Sadhu, you know, on a question like this. But, you know, just looking at the verses that are before us, it's not saying that he's, you know, a completely pure devotee. Says, you are an advanced devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So advanced, but still in need of some instruction, apparently. Now, there are statements about Arjuna that he's, you know, in fact, a completely pure devotee, but put into certain situations for our instruction. To my knowledge, there's not such a statement about Chitraketu. Maybe there is. If somebody knows it, they can tell me. Okay, Satchitanoy?
In a large community of devotees, where there's many varieties of diversifications of different backgrounds, culture, and different levels of consciousness, could you be kind to mention some of the qualities or the symptoms devotees displays who are actually being benefited by taking good association, or what kind of association would be worthy to take from new devotees, from those who actually have achieved some qualities? So my petition is, would you be kind to mention those devotees who have actually manifest some advancement that is worth to take advantage?
Okay. So the question is, what are the qualities of devotees that we should try to associate with? Well, first of all, Lord Chaitanya said that, you know, anyone who is chanting the holy names, you know, is a devotee and should be respected. And there's also, you know, descriptions that Lord Chaitanya gives and other acharyas give, that there are basically three categories of devotees. There are the devotees who are less advanced than oneself, devotees who are on a similar level of advancement, and devotees who are more advanced than oneself. It said one should be merciful to those who are less advanced. One should make friendship with those of a similar level of advancement. One should try to serve those who are more advanced. So then I guess your question is, how do you tell who's more advanced? This can be a complex topic. It's something that we have to figure out. I mean, there are different ways that we might think somebody is more advanced. For example, by seniority. You know, that one has been involved in devotional service for a longer period of time. But that may be helpful, but it's not really sufficient, because, you know, sometimes we see that someone who may have been involved with Krishna consciousness for a certain number of years may not be displaying all qualities. It's something that has to be considered, well, that somebody has been around for a long time, but it's not necessarily, you know, a complete way to look at who's more advanced, because sometimes those who have been around for not as long may also be displaying some signs of advancement. Another way is you look at people's positions, you know, in terms of being having positions of authority, you know, in the movement. And again, that may be a sign of advancement. Could be taken, but again, it's not a perfect measure. So, you know, when John Lennon and Yoko Ono were having a conversation with Srila Prabhupada when Srila Prabhupada was visiting John Lennon in his home in England. You know, they were coming up with this question, how do you tell, you know, who is advanced? And Srila Prabhupada gave the example, he said the sign of advancement is who's most addicted to Krishna. And so seeing who's most addicted to Krishna is a sign of advancement. I mean, we can also look at things like ability to follow the regulative principles of devotional service. You know, that is something we can look at. How knowledgeable one is in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that is something we can look at. How expert they are in the activities of devotional service, that's another thing we can look at. And then there are also personal qualities like I mean, we all have a sense of what we would desire in terms of, you know, association, in terms of, you know, the types of, you know, the kind of dealings we would, you know, expect from an advanced devotee. So those things are there, but mostly we would like a person to be merciful and compassionate and understanding and things like that. But then, you know, Srila Prabhupada has also said, you know, sometimes the spiritual master has to be not only soft like a rose, but hard like a thunderbolt, in the sense of, you know, just like Angira Rishi here and Narada Muni, they're advanced, they're compassionate, but they're also going to, you know, speak the truth to Chitraketu, even though it may be a little bit painful for him to hear. So so it's a complex topic, you know, who, you know, there are descriptions given about advancement, you know, that one should be very firmly fixed in devotional service, you know, one should be, you know, expert in the activities of devotional service, one should be knowledgeable about the scriptures, one should be free from material attachments, one should be, you know, developing, you know, good qualities, becoming free from anartas, things like that. So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.